Well, and a good morning. For those visiting us, this is a service we have once a month for our younger friends, for them to perhaps just follow a little bit. So, we've been looking at the prophet Elisha. We have, well, those who had a bald head, so the picture's got a bald head, there's the name to go with him. Last time we thought about this, there's something familiar about this, right? There is something familiar about this. And we saw that he had been helped by a lady of a town called Shunem. And he used to stay, and they built him a little room up there, and he had his desk and a lamp to stay there when passing through on one of his ministry visits. And he asked her, "What would you like?" And she couldn't think of anything that she particularly wanted, but he told her, "You're going to have a son. Within a year, you're going to have a son." And she did. And then he died. There is the sorry fact. Lying there, dead. But he raised her. And we thought, well, that's interesting. Because we've been looking, haven't we? A type of Christ. That in the Old Testament, there are people who do things. There's something about their work and their ministry that's pointing forward to what the Lord Jesus is going to do. He's a type. That means he's an example. Like a small example in a small way of something bigger that the Lord Jesus is going to do. Of course, he raised people. He raised children. And there was the son of a widow from Nain, Luke chapter 7. And he sees the coffin and touches the coffin and the boy arises. And then there's Jairus' daughter, isn't there? She's dead, 12 years old. Why trouble the teacher? She's dead. But he says, no, she's just sleeping. And he goes into her and he raises her. So, oh, wait a minute. Elisha did something like that. He was doing those sorts of things as well. Because that's the fact. This book holds together. And there are things happening throughout it. And this is, 800 years before the Lord Jesus is set to come. That's a fair bit of time. But already, right then, because God works in very, very long time periods. 1,000 years to him is like yesterday. It's just nothing. That seems like a long time. 800 years, well, it's beyond our lifespan, isn't it? Comfortably. But God's eternal. And so he can be doing things 800 years beforehand, which are pointing towards the Lord Jesus coming. And there it is. And it all happens and it all falls into place. A little bit more of that again this morning. So let's just take that one down. We're going to leave that bit up because that stays very relevant and appropriately. Appropriately today. Here we are. A fellowship meal to remember. A fellowship meal to remember. Well, we've got our fellowship meal today. Many of us don't know actually how much food we've got, to be honest. But anyway, there we are. We'll consider what's before us today. Might be a help to us. But this occasion here, when you had the sons of the prophets who were gathered together at Gilgal, and it seemed good. Let's have something to eat. And so somebody was very zealous and got busy. Started collecting things. There's somebody picking up things off that vine there. I don't know quite what the things look like, but something like this, this wild vine. I wasn't quite sure what it was. It looked kind of tasty. It looks all right. Chuck it in the stew. Got a big pot, right? Chop it all up. Stir it all together. Serve it up there. But he didn't know this, did he? That it wasn't such a good thing that he'd scooped up when he went out foraging in the forest and looking around there. Because it was poisonous. Just poisonous. He didn't know it. He wasn't deliberately thinking, some murder mystery here coming into fashion. No. He wasn't thinking, right, so I'll sort this lot out here. No, he didn't know. And he just thought, that looks all right. And what it is, mind you, it looks all right, you know. It might be at Morrison's or Sainsbury's. Thing. What that is, you know, and it was on the shelf here. Might pop that in the pot. Try it once, may not try it again, but anyway, see how it runs. So there's something out there in the fields. There wasn't a sort of label on it. This is okay, mix it with your curry, that will taste good. bit of a guess, and in the pot it went. And oh my word, they realised as they ate it there was something going seriously, seriously wrong. Were they turning pale and perspiring or something like that? But they said, "Man of God, there is death in the pot. There's something in here, it's going to kill us, we're eating this. And it's ruined the whole thing, it's messed the whole thing up. What can we do?" And so Elisha, rather than say, "Well, I think we've got to just get rid of the lot there and let's ask God to just protect us from whatever it is we've eaten. Don't worry, fellowship meal, all carefully handpicked and everything, ingredients here. So don't worry about that one." So I got some flour, I put it in the pot, and the result was good. No problem at all, and they could eat it. Because here's the thing. He protects us from harm. He does. He protects us from harm. And we don't even know what the harm is that's out there. We don't even know, often, what are the dangers. We're still learning. Okay, they know that stuff again when they next saw it. And they, no way. We're not putting that in. That's poison. We're not even going to touch that. That is poison. But sometimes we don't know, do we? We just don't know what's out there. And we can think, oh, that was a mistake. That was a huge, huge mistake. It got overruled. Okay, the man of God was there. Flour in the pot. And that cured it. Well, that was something. That was quite a result, wasn't it? But God is good, actually, at being able to overrule and to be able to protect us from harm. And we might look back, mightn't we? We might think of things, oh, those years back, what a mistake that was. Why did I decide that? I didn't know any better at the time. Might have been, I don't know, theology. Kind of what ideas that we used to have. Oh my, what a poor choice that was. Didn't know any better at the time. Can see how that led to that, led to that. But it did a lot of harm. God's got a way, hasn't he? Bringing us through. And preserving us. And keeping us. And helping us forwards from there. So, we are. Fellowship meal to remember that one. So there we go. Don't worry. If you're stopping for a fellowship meal, confident of the ingredients, well, pretty confident. Anyway, there we are. We'll see what we do. But there was more, wasn't there? Because then, man came to Elisha and brought with him 20 loaves and a knapsack that was full of grain. Well, that was a nice thought. That was a kind thought, just bringing that to him. But then, we got 100 prophets there. 20 loaves and grain. I think prophets get quite hungry. Where's this going to go? And when he says to them, to his servant, pass it round to them. Give them something to eat. And they did. And it kept working. And he also said, and there'll be some left over. Okay, there'll be some left over. Isn't just going to just manage. It'll be just enough. There's going to be left over. Wait a minute. Because we read, didn't we? Matthew chapter 14. And then we could have read Matthew 15. Because not only was there 5,000 men, besides men and women and children, who were fed, but then on another occasion there were 4,000, besides women and children, who were fed. It's the same sort of conversation. But the disciples there were looking on and thinking, well, this isn't going to go far. What have we got here on that occasion with the Lord? The first one, 5 loaves. 2 fishes. Next up, it was 7 loaves, I think, wasn't it? Just a few small fish. That was it. Where's that going to travel? 5,000 people and boys, girls, women besides that. It's not going to go far at all. There won't be even enough to have a mouthful, said one of the disciples. Then the Lord showed them that there would be. And how many basketfuls were left over at the end? 12, wasn't it? There they gathered up all the leftovers, just as there was in the case with Elisha. Type of Christ, he's an example. Smaller example, there's a bigger one that's coming, and that is going to be the one that we're waiting for. Elisha is just pointing us forward there to the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's going to do. Well, that was a fellowship meal to remember. That was one to remember, wasn't it? That you had there this occasion. How's that going to feed all those people? Where's that going to travel to? But it did. Oh, and there were leftovers too. Just as with the Lord Jesus. On a bigger scale. More people fed from less. It wasn't 20 loaves, it was 5 or 7. It was fewer and a bigger number and more leftovers that went with it. It's an abundance, isn't it? Because whatever Elisha is doing, whatever he is saying, there's somebody coming who is going to do even more and on a bigger scale and to affect more people and to bring greater blessing. That's what the Lord Jesus is doing. See, that's where scripture works. It's pointing us always forward to the Lord Jesus. He's the main subject of it. Not us, it's about him. And he is there right through the Bible. And there are people along the way who are reminding us of him. So assembly at the moment, doing the story about Ruth. And it all hangs around Bethlehem. And there are people involved there. And then she has a son. And then here's a son. And here's a son. Who's the father of David? David, wait a minute, that's an important figure. He is, well, isn't it there, great David's greatest son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So people and places right through the Bible are getting us ready for the big moment when the Lord Jesus Christ himself is going to come. So have a high regard for what scripture is teaching us. It's got throughout it there types of examples, pointing us to him. You can have confidence in that book. You can have confidence in it. This is no ordinary book. This is a supernatural book. And it's a book that was written from the beginning with the end in view. And all the parts that fall in between in view. It was already seen. It was already there. All the 66 books and all the 40 different authors written over the 1,000+ years it was written. And it's all leading us finally to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I suppose we can also think, well, from the lesson there, where we are getting, if you like, something from nothing, that's what God is very good at doing. Producing something where we didn't know there was anything that could be produced. Finding us a way where there didn't seem to be a way. Giving us hope where we perhaps didn't think there was any reason for hope. How could you hope to be able to feed all those prophets with just 20 loaves? And a knapsack of grain. How could you hope to feed 5,000 men, plus women and children, from 5 loaves to 2 fishes? Well, humanly, you couldn't. But that's what God can do. He can make things happen. He can make something appear where we hadn't thought there was anything that could. So, a fellowship meal to remember. Well, that's the fact there. We've got a fellowship meal here. Hopefully, we're not going to poison ourselves. And hopefully, there'll be enough to go around. We'll look to the Lord to provide for us. But you look to the Lord to provide for you, won't you? We're having to learn that. We're having to rely on that. And I know a number of others of us are as well. We're having to look to the Lord, aren't we, to provide for us as individuals, as households, as a church. As a church, we're having to learn to look to the Lord to provide for us, to bring us something where perhaps we didn't think there'd be anything. Here's where we were this time last year. Well, we were wondering, weren't we, where we were at all then. Well, we're a bit further forward than we were at that point. There's a fact. We look to the Lord to finish that, bring us through. So, fellowship meal to remember. Or perhaps there'll be some times where each of you and me and all of us can say, well, there, God provided for us where we hadn't expected it. God perhaps kept us from harm and danger when we were in it. And there is some testimony we have for that saving power of our Lord. Let's sing then. Including him, 764, when we walk with the Lord, 764.